Hey there, my name is Dina Schools, and this is So This Is Me Trying podcast, where I tackle all those tough questions like which Star Wars movie is the best, and what is your favorite cheese, and would you let a vampire turn you? I also tackle some tougher topics like anxiety and depression, motherhood, what it's like to work in the medical field during the pandemic, and maybe spill the tea every now and then. So grab a drink and enjoy the ride. This is So This Is Me Trying podcast. Hello, friends. It's me, Dina Schools. Thanks for listening to the So This Is Me Trying podcast. I hope that you've been enjoying all of my episodes so far. I cannot believe I've been doing this for a whole year now. In honor and celebration of my 1 year anniversary of the podcast, I'm going to be publishing some of my episodes that just didn't make the cut. I'm starting off with my very first episode that I ever recorded with Michael from Pedestrian at Best podcast. He was a trooper. He came on. I recorded this in my car after work. It's just funny to like listen back to it now because it really is a time capsule for your ears. So hope you guys enjoy it. We talk about T-Swift. We talk about last year. It really is kind of going back in time. Mike's going to come back on the podcast here in the next couple of weeks. We're going to record another episode in anniversary of this episode. So be on the lookout for that. In the meantime, enjoy this. If you are a fan of the podcast, make sure you're following me on Twitter and Instagram. I am on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. I am there. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Not much. What's up?
Not too much. Just getting off work.
Same, same.
Super, so
I guess it's gonna be like my first official podcast. It's kind of exciting.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me. I'm honored.
Yeah, 2020 is wild. Wild.
Very wild.
I was just, strangely enough, I was listening to the T-Swift album once again because I do have mixed feelings about it.
Right. I think most people do. I mean, it's gotten a lot of praise. And, I mean, I'm not big on Pitchfork, but I felt like they had a pretty funny kind of summation of it. They were like, you know, Taylor Swift knows she's had a bad summer and she'll have better ones later. At least she made something out of it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's totally cool. I mean, it's definitely like quarantine songs.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know. I guess it's only fitting. It's 2020. What else could happen?
Yeah. I mean, I guess from my perspective, it's like, I'm glad she's being true to her, you know, she's being honest with herself and everything. I'd rather listen to something kind of more upbeat right now.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they're not terrible. It's not like,
no.
It's not like I listen to them and I want to go cry in a corner, but it's no. Like you listen to them, you're like, oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. I feel you. Like, I mean, we've all been there, but
some of my favorite musicians are on there. I mean, I'm a huge National fan, and Aaron Dessner wrote a lot of that music with her.
Yeah.
And it just seems, I mean, it sounds like a lot of stuff that was on, you know, the National's Boxer or a couple of their albums.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, listening to it, and I think I've brought this up to you a few times before, but, like, one of the songs, I'm like, okay, like, is she just sitting around listening to, like, Surf on Stevens, like, while in quarantine, and
yeah.
Is, like, channeling her own kind of, like, weird indie...
Right.
I don't know. Vibe.
She's doing Surf on Stevens without the giant angel wings.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's just kind of like meh. I mean, the first couple of songs, I've had them on repeat because they're catchy and the melody gets stuck in your head and you're like, okay, well.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not like the worst thing I've heard, but.
I wasn't crazy about Lover either. I guess it's kind of a reaction to that because it's funny. Like, I'm like, oh, I wish she would do more upbeat stuff. And then I'm like, I didn't really like the upbeat stuff on Lover.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
I'm hard to please, you know.
I guess. I don't know. Lover was okay for me, too. I mean, yeah. She definitely was taking more of a political stance on that one.
Right. But, I mean,
all right. I get where you're going. So
You Need to Calm Down was my least favorite song of that year. So
yeah.
I don't like stuff like that. I know what she was trying to do, and I get it. It seemed like kind of a bad joke. Yeah.
Right there with you. But yeah. So, but what else? I mean, 2020, I mean, it's been an okay year for music. I mean, in retrospect, there's been a couple of people that kind of came out of like left field and dropped an album that I wasn't expecting to. So, I mean, that's kind of the silver lining, I guess, for me.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the latest one I've been enjoying, the Neon Trees, just put out their new album. And if you haven't checked that out, it's really good for them. I mean, they haven't missed a beat. Like, they sound like the Neon Trees.
Yeah, I did get a chance to listen to a couple of their songs, so I definitely approve of that. It was pretty Neon Trees, I guess is the only way to describe it. Yeah, it's like
it's the most Neon Trees of the Neon Trees albums.
Yeah.
But I mean,
hands down, my favorite, obviously, and you know, this is the best put out, like, the best album for me, personally, because they're my favorite, but
it's great.
Hands down.
Phenomenal. Definitely blew me away. I was very surprised.
Just such a delight to listen to from start to finish. Every song is like on point.
It doesn't waste any of your time.
Exactly. I absolutely adore their guitarist. I think he's the cutest thing ever, and he shreds every song. Before, like, I mean, even something like simple as covering a Christmas song, like, he just cut it, like, goes in, and I love that, so.
Yeah, and I re-listened to that the other day. I was like, wow, yeah, that is awesome.
Mm-hmm. So, they've been pretty good. Obviously, him came out with, like, a Out of Nowhere album, too, which was pretty good.
I haven't heard. I hadn't even thought about him in a long time.
No. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. How do they pronounce it?
Haim.
Why do I always want to say it wrong? I don't know why. Haim, yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, Haim.
No, Haim, I mean, they just put out cool stuff every time.
Yes.
I really haven't heard anything by them that I haven't enjoyed, at least, you know, on just a purely, like, oh, this is cool level.
Yeah. No, I definitely think, like, I don't think it's, I'm trying to think of how many tracks that album is. I don't really feel like it's, like, a full track album, but it's like enough. Like it's like, it's definitely like, and all the songs are pretty on point. Like their one song, I think it's Summer Girl. Like I love that song. Like, that's like my summer anthem right now. Like
such a cool song. It's a lot of fun. It's not, you know, Watermelon Sugar, which is great.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, 2020 hasn't been too disappointing. I was a little concerned, like, going into, like, ooh, like, the world's really fucking up right now. And how is this going to affect music? And I thought about that a few times, like, in March, going into April. Like, oh, man, like, you know, obviously concerts are going to be messed up. Like, how is music going to survive this summer? And so far, it hasn't really disappointed. I feel like 2020 has been kind of the year of creativity, like, in my opinion. So, because everyone kind of has all this time on their hands that normally they wouldn't, and even for me, it's been, like, kind of a chance to, even though I feel like I'm the busiest I've ever been, just kind of, like, on a personal, like, work level, but, like, I don't know. But when I have downtime, I feel like I have, like, a lot of space to do stuff, because I'm not going and doing the normal things that I would be doing during the summertime. So, hence, I can do a podcast. What the hell?
Sure it is. Yeah.
Why not? I mean, what else am I going to fucking do?
Why not?
Exactly. And then obviously you have a podcast too.
Yes. Pedestrian at Best. You can, I think it's the way they say it on Anchor, like anchor.fm/pedestrianatbest, but just search Pedestrian at Best. We're on Spotify as well.
It's super easy to find. So
if
this ever I get my shit together and I get this out to the world, they know where to find you. But yeah. So I mean, yeah, 2020 to me, like, definitely has been fucking crazy. But
silver lining. Well, it's really like disproved my theorem. I mean, I used to say that odd years are better than, or I'm sorry, even years are better than odd years.
Yes.
That's
I used to have
wrong.
That. It's been wild. I mean, 2020 is definitely like, I'm definitely not where I thought it was going to be like this time last year, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, just proves that, like, just in general, how much life can change in a year. Like, and just like,
yeah. Well, I saw a pretty fitting meme. It said something like, 2019, I was out there sharing drinks and food with all my friends.
You know? Yeah, no. Like, I don't even want to, like, re-drink after somebody I, like, live with.
Yeah. I mean, if you really start dissecting it, it's like, man.
Or, like, I don't know what you've been up to today, but I don't want to share a water bottle with you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, it's definitely, I've been, like, I did that to Amanda, my best friend Amanda. I did that to her the other night. We were drinking some Trulies, because I feel like that's become the official drink of 2020 for me. And she's like, "Oh, try this," and I was like, "No, like, I'm good. Like, I don't know where you've been. Like,
right.
I'm already taking a risk being in the same room as you. So let's not. You just, I believe you. You do you." I catch myself doing that now. Like, normally I would have been like 2019 being, yeah. I would have been like, oh yeah, sure, let me try. Cool. It's delicious.
Yeah, it's amazing how carefree.
Yeah. Like, I even, like, I don't know, like the beginning of the season, I felt like I was more inclined to, like, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go do more outdoor stuff. Like, that's pretty normal for my life anyway. But I was like, all right, you know,
right.
I can go to the beach, like, no big deal. But, like, even now, I'm like, I don't even know if I, like, as much as I love going to the beach, I'm like, I don't know. Is it everywhere? Is Corona everywhere?
I've gone to the beach the last couple of months. You can go out there pretty safely. Everybody's pretty socially.
Yeah,
distant.
No, I mean, I've gone to the beach a handful of times already. Yeah. But, like, even then, it's, like, in the back, especially, like,
right.
Because I do work in healthcare, and I'm like, ugh, you know,
am I
a threat to other people? Is it like, you know, they made you feel like Corona was everywhere. Like, it's everywhere. Like, you know,
it's
lurking behind the corner. But yeah, just, I don't know. It's kind of starting to fuck my summer up a little bit, but it's all right. I mean, it is what it is. I mean,
it's done. Fuck everybody's summer up.
We got to get through it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, it's one, you know, it's the only thing I can think of in my lifetime that literally everyone in the world is experiencing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, I feel like, I guess it's kind of like this weird bonding experience too. Like, and
right.
Like, I think I may have like even had a conversation with you like a while ago, but like just kind of like, it's given me opportunity to like reconnect with people that I probably wouldn't have reconnected with. Like, it's been like this weird year of that. Like, I don't know if it's just people are a little bit more idle and they're like easier to get a hold of, or like, I mean, I've heard from people that I haven't heard from in like over a decade. Like, all of a sudden, just, you know.
Well, they can't lie.
Exactly.
Now,
exactly. Yeah, you can't be like, yeah, I'm out on vacation. Like, nope, that's a lie. So. But yeah, it's just been, I mean, so again, like trying to find the silver lining of like this whole mess that we're all in. So that's been kind of cool. Like, I've like reconnected with a lot of people that I really didn't ever think that I would reconnect with. So yeah, that's been, it's been kind of cool. And I feel like it's given me an opportunity too to like reconnect with my family. Like, you know, because
yeah.
I mean, again, what else do we have to do, really, in retrospect?
I don't know, definitely. I mean, I've, you know, I don't know how many Zoom meetings I've been to. It rivals the amount of Zoom meetings I went to for work with my family.
Yeah.
Every week with, like, so-and-so's college graduation party via Zoom.
Hey, I had a great time having a Zoom meeting with my cousins on Friday night. Like, I mean, that was a blast.
Oh, sure.
Like, it was like the fucking Brady Bunch up in there. It was awesome. But yeah, I mean, that's all, and that's only because our vacation got canceled. So it's like, well, we're all kind of like, right, you know, bummed out about that.
Yeah.
So,
well, my wedding got canceled.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's crazy too. Like, everyone is having, like, getting married, having babies in 2020. Like, I'm like, I don't know.
That'll be interesting telling the kids about it, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of glad that, like we had Finn in the fall, like, before all this craziness. Like, because, I mean, I was already paranoid about the flu, like, after I had him. So, like, we didn't really go very far, like, you know. And plus, too, like, we were still living in the Blue Ridge Mountains, so it's not like we were going any very far ever. So, yeah.
Anyway.
So we were kind of, like, bunkered down in our little house in the forest, you know, for the good first couple of months that he was born anyway, because we were super paranoid about him getting the flu.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like I was already ahead of the game a little bit when it came to, like, protecting my children. And then Morgan ended up getting, like, super sick in January anyway. Like, the sickest he's ever been in, like, years.
Oh, no.
And so it was like, oh, well, all this protection was for nothing because my kid brought home the freaking flu. So, yeah, fun.
Wonderful.
Fun times. We had to quarantine him.
All right.
So it's kind of weird that, like, I feel like 2020 prepared me for this shit. It was like, oh, okay, you thought you were going to have a good year? Sucker punch in the throat.
Well, they keep saying that, like, this is like a dress rehearsal for an even worse one. I'm like, please.
Yeah,
don't
no,
say that,
that doesn't, like, make me feel good.
Yeah, they're all like, oh, you think this is bad? Wait till the next one. I'm like, Jesus.
I don't know. Like, I feel like I talk about that a lot at work to, like, my colleagues. And it's like, I never thought in my lifetime that, like, I would even have to deal with it, let alone what I ever thought that I would be, like, in the healthcare profession going through a pandemic.
Right.
Like, that shit was scary. Like,
right.
Especially at the time when it all first started breaking out, I was still in a hospital working. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, all those people that were talking shit about Bill Gates must feel like
idiots
now.
Yeah.
Like, he's just going on, he's just trying to scare people.
No,
like,
I mean, science is real. Like, it's fucking real. So.
Yeah, it's about as real as it gets right now.
Yeah, but what can you do? But yeah.
Stay home. If you can.
Hello. Oh, are you there? But yeah, so 2020 is wild. It's been, like, one thing after another. So I'm really hoping that, like, things will get back to normal at some point or another, but I don't think it's going to be anytime soon. So, the long for the ride.
Yeah, and I don't know about you, but I'm sick to death of hearing about the new normal. I'm like, come on. What the hell?
Yeah, no, I'm over that, too. You know.
You know, everybody's like, whenever we get to this new normal, like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely hard from, like I said, like, being in, like, in the profession that I'm in and, like, being and working so closely with doctors and physicians and, you know, all of these professionals. And, like, at first they were all kind of putting on a front. They're like, eh, whatever, it's no big deal. But, and then, like I said, because when it first broke out, I was working in a hospital and, you know, kind of, and I worked really close to ER. Like, my old office was, like, right there next to the ER, like, the back of ER. So, like, I was in the middle of all of the chaos when it first broke out. And, like, it was really, like, unnerving. Like, it was just, it really, like, scared me, the shit out of me. Like, for lack of better word.
Sure.
I was like, I don't know if I can deal with this. Like, it was getting to the point where, like, I would have to come home and, like, you know, and I would come home super late at night. Like, I wouldn't get home until almost, like, 11:30, midnight almost. And, like, you know, have to be, like, out there, like, in the middle of nowhere and, like, take, like, my shoes off and, like, Lysol my shoes. And, like, like, you know, John had to, like, leave me clothes, like, out in our mud room. So I would have to, like, strip down and, like, before I could even come into the house, because they were making it so they made it seem like it was everywhere, and like we were exposed. Right. It was on our clothing. It was in our hair. It was on our shoes. Like that was like when it first broke out, because they really didn't know.
Yeah, that would make me very paranoid, like, very quick.
Like I was like, man, like I don't think I can deal with this anymore. I mean, luckily, you know, then things kind of calmed down, and then everyone I know got furloughed. And it's like, what the hell happened? Like, we went from, like, we're all going to die to I'm literally sitting here doing absolutely nothing. Like, I'd never seen our ER, like, that empty before.
Yeah, other healthcare professionals I talked to said kind of a similar thing. Like, they're like, it's empty. Like, we would like patients now.
Yeah, it was like, but I guess in some retrospect, like, it was good because it gave the hospitals a chance to prepare. Because now...
yeah.
Now where we thought we were going to be, like, you know, 6 months from now. So now.
Right. You know, well, assuming, you know, the EPA comes back, I think that'll be a first decision. Like, yeah, we probably don't want to dismantle that.
Yeah. It's just, it's crazy. It's just, you know, every day it's something different and you just kind of have to roll with it and keep on keeping on. So, I mean, like today, like, you know, we had to cancel people because they've got it. You know, I'm like, oh, okay. So, but yeah, it's 2020, just living it up. Just some wild shit happening. Just
the year of our Lord.
the year of wild. Like, I think the best thing so far that's come out of 2020 in terms of, like, I know, of course, you're probably, like, everyone stopped talking about it, but fucking Tiger King was the shit, okay? That show was fucking hilarious.
I have nothing to say about that.
What? You haven't seen it? So you need to watch it, and then we need to do a whole podcast about fucking Tiger King, because that shit is fucking hilarious. Okay.
Yeah, I tried to put it on, and Emily was like, I can't watch this. Like, I can't watch these animals get hurt.
First of all, no animals get hurt. There's no animals hurt in the making of Tiger King, at least at what they show you. I mean, all of what they talk about is hearsay anyway, but there's no, if you're into, it's like the biggest oxymoron. It's like, what's his name? Joe Exotic, okay? So he's like this, super southern hillbilly, right wing, gay, conservative, gun carrying, like just out there.
Matt told me something to the effect that, like, at somebody's funeral, the guy's like, man, I'm going to miss those balls or something.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's a trip. I have no other words for it. It's just, it's, it sums up 2020. It's wild. It's fucking wild.
Right. That's how crazy Batman's made Gotham.
You just have to watch it. Oh my gosh. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's, honestly, like, John put it on and I was kind of like, I don't know. And he literally called me at work and was like, I need you to watch this. And I was like, what am I watching? He's like, I'm not going to explain it to you because I just need you to watch it. And when you come home, we're going to discuss it. And I was like, okay. So I started working. This was like when everybody was furloughed and I had nothing to do. So I would sit in my office and watch Netflix. And yeah, so I started watching it and I came home and was like, what the fuck did you just expose me to? And he was I was like, that shit, I can't, it's like watching a train wreck, but I can't stop watching it now. So he suckered me into that one, and I'm kind of glad he did because it's freaking hilarious. So,
yeah, I'll like to watch it now. You know, now the kind of the hype's gone down a little bit because for a while it's like every time you clicked on Facebook.
Oh yeah, I mean it was
Tiger King.
It was the highlight of 2020 for sure.
That's like The Mandalorian when you saw a little baby Yoda everywhere.
Yeah,
I
started watching. I have to go rewatch that because again. That was, like, another show that, like, John started when I was working night. So I would come home and he'd be, like, already, like, 5 episodes in. I'm like, oh, okay, thanks, ass.
Well, not a whole lot happens. I mean, it's a pretty slow-burning show. It's kind of like a Western Star Wars, you know? I don't think it's I wasn't blown away by it, but
I mean, it looked really good. I mean, I was, yeah. It's definitely something I would be into, but again, like, somebody's got to, right. Like, I'm like that. Like, I'll get into something for sure, but, like, I sometimes have to be coaxed into watching something. I think I'm the type of person, like,
right.
To most of the time, if I've got, like, extra time on my hands, I'm doing something, or I'm, like, trying to do something.
Right.
So sometimes John has to, like, wrangle me right. In, like, can you just sit down and watch this? And then, like,
there's yeah. Just too many shows.
Yeah, yeah, it is. There's a lot to watch.
There's so much choice. And the only show I would say that I definitely recommend that I've seen that was new to me was that show Great News.
I don't know if I've seen that.
It's about this woman. She's like she's like the news manager of like a daytime
news
show.
Okay, yeah, I think it.
And then her mom starts working okay. There. And it's just, it's, you know, it's kind of like Parks and Rec, kind of like The Office, just like that silly kind of situational humor.
I'll have to check that out because I haven't seen that one.
And that's usually more of the stuff yeah. That I want to watch. Like when I come home, I just want to watch something funny. I'm not one of those people that wants to devour true crime for
yeah,
3 hours.
Yeah, no. Though I will say that the Netflix, what's the new one? Well, it's not new, but yeah.
Unsolved Mysteries is cool.
Yes.
But that's just not, that's not,
you know,
my
first
choice.
Watch that. I can't watch that shit at night because I'm a baby.
Right.
And
it,
like,
it doesn't scare
no,
me.
No, but it just makes me feel, and then I start thinking, like, I'm like, I can't. I don't want to think about this shit right before bed. Like, I think that's why,
right.
Like, The Office has, like, The Office to me has become, like, my new, like, friends. Like, back in the day when
right.
I was single and I lived on my own, like, I, most of the time, like, I hated trying to watch a show before bed because 9 times out of 10, I'm going to fall asleep. And then, you know, it's, like, dumb.
Well, you can
yeah.
Put that on and miss absolutely
exactly. It doesn't,
nothing.
Like, it just kind of nulls me. Like, it doesn't really... I don't.
Yeah,
I'm not really interested because I already know what's going to happen. So it's just kind of like background noise.
Yeah, I mean, the show. You know, the point of the show isn't really the story per se. I mean, there are good stories on there and good character development. But yeah, you can just have it on and just laugh every
exactly.
Once in a while, and that's really
yeah,
nice.
That's...
Schitt's Creek. Was
yes.
The same
oh my
way.
Gosh, I love Schitt's Creek. Such a great show.
Yeah.
The writing on that show is perfect.
Yeah,
oh my gosh, I love them.
Yeah, I mean, Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara together on a show. Yeah, I'll watch that until
that's
the cows
my
come out.
I love when she always says, baby. Like, every time she
right.
Says that. Like, when she says baby.
It kills me, like, his son is equally as funny
as
he
is. Oh, yeah, they're all, that show is perfect.
Yeah.
There's, I can't say anything bad about that
yeah.
Show at all. Yeah, that's actually one I started, and then I introduced that to John, and then John was like, oh my god, this is the greatest show ever. Like, you're welcome.
I mean, it really is. It's great.
So.
Definitely up there. In the pantheon of just ridiculous
exactly.
Comedy.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, at least 2020 isn't disappointing in entertainment. So, thank you for that.
Well, you know, at least, like, we still have power.
Oh, yeah.
We still... It never got as bad... as quite as it could
yeah,
have been.
True.
I mean, we've still got a long, long ways to go, but we're not quite at the post-apocalyptic, you know, killing each other, looting
yeah.
Each other's houses
yeah. That's a,
point yet.
So we never go yeah. There.
yeah. I mean, I'm ready for it, whatever. But.
Yeah, no, I
yeah.
I hope that never happens, so.
I do too. Not be fun.
No, definitely would not be, for sure.
Yeah, I don't really want to eat a human being. That's not
yeah,
cool
no.
To me.
No, that's not my style. I'm good.
Yeah, I don't roll like that. If you can roll anymore, I don't know what's hit.
So, but I guess we can go ahead and wrap this one up. I got my first podcast.
Right.
In the bag.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. Thanks for being a part of it. And thanks for kind of like inspiring me to like go ahead and start doing this. So hopefully I can get some more out. I think I'm going to try to get some friends on here and have you back on. And
fantastic. Well, I can't wait to hear it. And yeah, I'm happy to guest anytime you want me.
Yeah. So
looking forward to it. We'll definitely get you on.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that. That'll be a lot of fun. And I think hopefully some of what we've already touched, but like maybe a little bit more in depth. So absolutely.
Sure. Absolutely.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
All right.